When we go back to the Precambrian, the differences between plants and animals were probably even less clear, says Forte. There isn't any rule that says you have to be demonstrably one or the other. Nor is it agreed that the Ediacaran organisms are in any way ancestral to anything alive today, except possibly some jellyfish. Many authorities see them as a kind of failed experiment, a stab at complexity that didn't take, possibly because the sluggish Ediacaran organisms were devoured or outcompeted by the lither and more sophisticated animals of the Cambrian period. There is nothing closely similar alive today, Forte has written. They are difficult to interpret as any kind of ancestors of what was to follow. The feeling was that ultimately they weren't terribly important to the development of life on Earth. Many authorities believe that there was a mass extermination at the Precambrian-Cambrian boundary, and that all the Ediacaran creatures, except the uncertain jellyfish, failed to move on to the next phase. The real business of complex life, in other words, started with the Cambrian explosion. That's how Gould saw it, in any case. As for the revisions of the Burgess Shale fossils, almost at once people began to question the interpretation, in particular, Gould's interpretation of the interpretations.